Ma, have you seen Monday? I asked, the moment I walked out the gate at Reagan Washington National Airport, my hair still in fuzzy summer braids, skin brown by the southern sun. Shh, can I get a hello first? I ain't seen you all summer either. Ma chuckled, her skinny arms stretched wide as I dove into a joy-filled hug. Every summer, Ma sent me down to Georgia to stay with my grandmama for 2 months. Monday and I would write letters to each other with funny drawings and ripped out magazine articles, keeping up with the latest neighborhood gossip and music. But that summer was different. Monday never responded to any of my letters. Without them, the summer had crept by like a runaway turtle. I loved grandmama, but I missed my room, missed my TV, and most of all, I missed Monday. Lights twinkled off the Anacostia River as we crossed the bridge onto Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, the Nationals baseball stadium in the distance. The moment we turned off on Good Hope Road, I noticed old posters still pasted to an abandoned building at the crossroads. Save Ed Burrow, its community, its home. Ma relocked the car doors, her back tensing. A true Southerner, she never felt safe in the city, despite living here since I was born. As a distraction, I told her about my unanswered letters. She shrugged, more focused on the evening traffic. Mumbling maybe she couldn't make it to the post office. But that didn't make much sense to me. We'd saved our money and bought enough stamps to make it through the 8 weeks without each other, since Grandmama don't like the kids playing on her phone, and my cousin already hogged up the line talking to her man. Monday knew I hated writing, but we promised to keep in touch. And you don't just back out of promises. Not with your best friend since the first grade. I don't know, sweet pea, Ma said, stopped at a light by the liquor store, and gave a nervous wave to someone she recognized outside. She probably got caught up with something. But once she knows you're back, I'm sure she'll be by. The light turned green, and Ma slammed on the gas for 2 blocks before making a sharp left at the Anacostia Library, then a right onto U Place. Home. She parked on the street in front, and I jumped out of the car with my book bag and sprinted for the door. I ain't gonna lie. Every summer I kind of hope to come back to some miraculous transformation. Not that I don't like our house. I just love surprises. Like running down the stairs Christmas morning. I always expect to find a fresh coat of terracotta paint on the walls, a new couch to replace our beige sofa set, stainless steel appliances to replace our rusting white ones, and a new staircase banister, one that wouldn't cry when you leaned on it. As soon as I walked in and found nothing had changed, I dropped my bag and used the phone by the stairs to call Monday. Maybe she was too wrapped up in taking care of her little brother and sister this summer to write. Whatever the reason, I'd let it slide. Since I was about ready to bust, I had so much to tell her. One ring in, and some automatic lady told me I have the wrong number. I only knew 2 numbers by heart, Monday's and my own. Girl, you on that phone already? Ma huffed, dragging my suitcase in the house. Why you don't let no grass grow under your feet? Monday's phone not working. Probably off the hook or something, she said, locking up the front door. Now hurry up and get the comb. We need to start on this hair. Shh. I should have told Mama to take out these braids before you came. I took the stairs 2 at a time and opened the first door on the right. My room was exactly as I left it. A mess. I mean, my twin bed with its steep eggplant bedspread had been made, and the lavender walls where I hung all my artwork between music and movie posters were all still in place. But I hadn't had time to clean up the tent Monday and I made with a bunch of old sheets and throw pillows during our last sleepover before I left. It still sat under the shelf near the window, facing the back of the library across the street. Claudia, hurry up! Ma shouted from downstairs. Coming, Ma!